जय जय श्री राधे, जय जय श्री राधे, जय जय श्री राधे। सो संडे सत्संग मार्च 5th, 2023, वी स्टार्टिंग विद क्लास एंड टेस्टिंग भक्ति रस एंड मंजरी भाव साधना फॉर अबाउट 15 मिनट्स। Reading from a book called Manjari Srup Nirupan Akhandavihari Das Babaji, who is the guru of Sri Adanta Das Babaji. So last week we were discussing Babadas Rati, which is the special Bab or Rati of the Manjaris of Radharani, which is mentioned by Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And this Babadas Rati is described as a form of prema or love rati, where the heart moves according, one has love for Krishna, one has more love for a devotee of Krishna than for Krishna. So the devotee specifically mentioned here is Radharani. The Manjaris have more love for Radharani than for Krishna. And so their bhav of their heart, ulas, means to rise to manifest. It manifests according to the rising of Radharani's heart. So Kunjavihari Babaji quotes Murali Vilas, which is a book that describes it's a conversation between Ramchandra Goswami, who's the adopted son of Janava Thakurani, who's the adopted son of Janava Nityananda. So Ramai asked Janava, can you describe this Babadas Rati? Where is it found? And Janava, the wife of Nityananda, she says, Babadas Rati can only be found in Braj, Vrindavan. Serving Radha and Krishna day and night, Manjaris like Rupa Manjari and Tasi Manjari possess his Babadas Rati. The happiness of Radha and Krishna is the happiness of the Manjaris. They know nothing else. The Manjaris are always immersed in the ocean of bliss in the seva of Radha and Krishna. The love of the Manjaris, which delights in feelings like a companion mood, aims at giving pleasure to Krishna. This Babadas Rati feeds and nourishes the love between Radha and Krishna. The Manjaris and Bhav are one with Radharani. They merely have different bodies, different forms. One life, one soul. All the Manjaris, Nityananda Manjaris. All the Nityananda Manjaris are expansions of Radharani. When Radharani and Krishna are at the height of their rapturous intimacy and their hair is standing erect on Radha's body, the same thing occurs in the Manjaris and the Sakhis. Whatever emotions and feelings Radharani experiences are registered in the heart of her Sakhis and Manjaris. He says, I've seen this mentioned somewhere. I think it's in Adi Leela of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Happiness that the Sakhis and Manjaris feel is seven times more than happiness Radharani feels. How? It's the happiness is transcendental to begin with, spiritual happiness. So how does, that's infinite, and spiritual happiness is infinite. So how, infinity times seven. Infinity is infinite. So infinite happiness times seven. What's the difference between seven and eight or nine? Infinite is infinite. So in other words, they feel more bliss than Radharani, somehow or other. So the Manjaris are always arranging for the erotic meetings of Krishna, seeing which your happiness increases thousands of times. This is the description of Babadas Rati. Now he goes on, the next chapter he describes, as the subject is tasting bhakti ras, So taste bhakti ras. There's the pure ras, which is experienced at the level of bhava bhakti. And there's rasa bhas. It's not rasa bhas, but it's a reflection. It's equal. Ananda Swami calls it equalization. By meditation, by reading, by prayer, the Manjari sadhakas equalize their hearts with Rupa Manjari and Tulsi Manjari by reading their books and praying to them, meditating on them. So they have some experience of the ras by the effect of the power of transcendental ras. So ras is an astonishing experience of joy and happiness that one tastes in the heart when five different bhavas mix together. One is called a sthayi bhava or sthayi rati, which is a dominant mood of love, a particular one mood of love by which a devotee loves Krishna. Do you love Krishna as a gopi, as a gopa, as a friend, as a servant, as a mother, as a father, or as a manjari radharani? So that's called a sthayi rati. And Kunja Vihari Goswami explains that the sthayi rati is a basis of ras. Sthayi rati is a basis of tasting, experience, mother ras. You have to have a relationship of love with Krishna in order for that relationship to produce what's called ras. So he says the dominant mood that dominates all other moods and bhavas, which is like a strong king, is called the dominant mood of sthayi bhava. Sthayi means sthan, means permanently fixed relationship. In other words, in manjari bhava, our fixed sthayi rati is madhur rati. Madhur rati means amorous love towards Krishna. We're serving as amorous pastimes with Radharani and other gopis, especially Radharani, and we're part of that. We're part of that whole rati for Krishna to taste that madhuri ras. We're servants of that. Then he says the medium through which emotions arise is called a vibhav. Vibhav means there's sthayi bhav, there's vibhav, there's anubhav, there's sattvic bhav, vyavachari bhav. There are all different types of bhavas, emotions and feelings, which all together, when you combine them all together, and they create an astonishing experience of joy and happiness in the heart and mind. That's called ras. Bhakti ras, tasting bhakti ras. Rasa swadhan. So he said there's two categories of vibhav. Vibhav means where is the love, what ignites the love? Love has ignited, but first you have to have a lover, and then you have to have some circumstances and situations to ignite the love. That's called vibhav, the starting point. The foundation is sthayi rati. If you don't have any foundation, any loving relationship with Krishna, you can't produce any ras. There's no basis for ras. Ras arises from the foundation of having a permanent loving mood towards Krishna. Just like Mother Yashoda, she's always experiencing vatsalya ras, the love of a mother for a child, because that's her permanent relationship with Krishna, vatsalya rati. So, vibhav is divided into two things. One is persons and one is settings. So the persons is called alamban. Alamban means the foundation. The word alamban means foundation. It means the personalities who are experiencing the madhur rati are called the alamban. So in this case, it's Radha and Krishna. And that alamban he describes here. And the second form of vibhava is called udipan. Udipan means to stimulate, to rise up, to make rise, to stimulate emotions. These are circumstantial inspirations, excitants for love, emotions, such as the place, the season, the symptoms, the blowing of the wind, the full moon, the sound of Krishna's flute, the sight of a peacock, or anything related to Krishna and Vrindavan. And that's called Udipan. And so Lamban is divided into the Lamban Ashraya and Lamban Vishaya. Ashraya means the reservoir of love, and Vishaya means the object of love. So the reservoir of love or the devotees of Krishna, and the object of love is Krishna. But sometimes Krishna is loving the devotee, so the devotee becomes the Premashraya, and Krishna becomes the Premvishaya. I mean, the devotee becomes the Premvishaya, the enjoyer of love, he's being loved or served by Krishna. So they switch roles. The Lamban can be the Premashraya, there's a Premashraya Lamban, and there's the Vishaya Lamban. So generally, the word Vishaya means object. We say Vishaya, it means attached to sense objects, sense enjoyer. Wants to enjoy the objects of the senses, sight, taste, touch, smell, etc. So that's Vishaya object. Ashraya means shelter, reservoir. So Radharani is the Premashraya, and the Premvishaya is Krishna, generally. But sometimes we're all switched, where Radharani becomes a Premvishaya. She's the object of Krishna's love, and Krishna's serving her and loving her. So as devotees, as mandris, our basic position most of the time is Ashraya Vibhav. Get tongue twisted. So he said Udipans are kindlers or excitants of ras, which arouse the dominant mood, which means dairati, then manifests itself externally in certain actions called anubha. So in other words, love is in the heart, and then you're in front of your lover, and then that excites your heart, then your heart causes your body to act in different ways. So ano means follow. The bhava said follow. Vibhav. You first start loving. Ras begins with a lover and a lover. A lover and beloved. And that's called vibhav. And then what follows that is anubhav. What emotions arise from the heart when they get together with the right setting. Like when Radharani met Krishna in Kurukshetra, it was the same Krishna, and she was the same Radharani. She couldn't get excited because there was no Udipan. The Vishaya Lamban was there, Krishna, and the Ashraya Lamban was there, Radharani. But Krishna wasn't wearing a peacock feather or a puggari or, you know, or gunjamala or a dhoti and a chadar. He's wearing gold jacket and gold pants, and he had a gold helmet on. It's surrounded by armies and soldiers of Kurukshetra. So she said, this place is no good. I don't get excited seeing you like this, you know. This place is not good. We had to go to the Yamuna. Banks of the Yamuna, the Kunjas of the Yamuna. Chimuna Tira, Manachari, Jairada Mana. So this is what arouses the Udipans. They kindle the ras, the dominant stairati, the mother ras, the amorous love, and cause it to manifest externally, because it's in the heart, but you don't know I love you unless I manifest it externally, by speaking, by looking. Krishna manifests his love in so many ways, by his glances, by his antics, by his everything he does, is a manifestation of his love for Radharani. It manifests itself externally in certain actions, which are called anubhava, following the sthayibhava. And they are done sometimes consciously or willingly, but when they become sattvic, sattvic bhavas are unconscious. Like you can, and he'll give you examples, he's just giving you the summary here, he's going to give examples each one later. So sattvic bhavas are also external manifestation, but they're involuntary. You don't say, I'm going to cry now. I'm going to start sweating now. Turn off the heat. Sweat. I'm going to make my hair stand, dude. Yeah, it's not like you got some buttons on your phone. Hair standing on application. You know. Crying. Ashu app. Yeah. Romancha app. Pulaka app. Got throw bombs off here over my skin. That's a good app. It's called Rasa app, you know. So first Stai Bhav, and then Vibhav, then Anubhav, then sometimes Sattvic Bhavas. Then Vyavacharis are emotions that come and go. Like the ocean is Stai Bhav, Stai Rati. The waves that come and beautify the ocean. rise up and beautify the ocean, make it exciting, make it attractive, then emerge back in the ocean are called Sanchari Bhavas or Vyabhachari. Sanchari means move. Sanchari, move towards. Vyabhachari means to move towards. They move towards the Stirati. And subjects are spontaneous or uncontrollable. Sancharis are concomitant feelings which appear in the vehicle for the dominant mood when it has reached a higher plateau of excellence due to addition of more ingredients from the categories on above and above. The concomitant feelings give dominant mood, beauty, and variety like waves in the ocean. All their ingredients combined together produce the full spiritual experience of Ras.
Ras.
Ras of Svadhan. Bhakti Ras, which they translate as sacred rapture. Interesting. Why? Because rapture is there in material love and material relationships also, but not sacred rapture. And Ras is there in material relationships, material movies and dramas and books, etc. It's not Bhakti Ras. Madhurya Bhakti Ras, Vatsalya Bhakti Ras, Sakya Bhakti Ras, Dasya Bhakti Ras. So Bhakti Ras takes place when the Stirati or Madhurya Rati for Krishna is nourished by a feeling of wonder and relished in the heart of a devotee along with different bhavas, vibhavas, anubhavas, sattvic. Through the devotional process of hearing about Krishna's form, qualities, and activities. So that's what happens. You can experience Ras in a small way just by studying Shastra and by studying Rasa Shastra and meditating on them by the mercy of the Acharyas who wrote them and the power of the subject matter. Rupa Goswami and Bhakti Roshini Sindhu. He cites the case of a person who's in an audience. He's seeing a drama. He's seeing a drama of Ram Leela. So it's full of Ras, it's full of Bhakti Ras, Vatsalya Ras of Dasarath and Ram and Bharat and everything, Lakshman. And during that course of that drama of Ram Leela, then Dasarath, under Kaikeyi's instigation, he banished Ram to the forest for 14 years. And when that came down, when Ram said, okay, I'll accept that and I'll go to the forest. And then Dasarath died. Died on the spot. His father just died. So that's depicted in the drama. And someone's in the audience, he was totally identifying, he was equalizing his heart and mind with the character in the drama. That's what it means reading Leela. Equalize your heart and mind with the character in the drama. Who's the character? Tulsi Manjari or Rupa Manjari. Mixing your heart, equalizing their heart is my heart is their heart. Equalizing your heart, identifying your heart, equalizing. So this guy is just, it doesn't say he's a Prima Bhakta, doesn't say he's a Baba Bhakta, doesn't say he's a Siddha Mahatma, Siddha Bhavaji, he was just a guy in the audience. Rupa Goswami cites this, it's from Puranas. He was so much equalizing his heart with Dasarath in the Ramayana that he died, he physically died. Like, wow. Well, that's the power of Ras being depicted in drama, because the Lokic Ras, Lokic means transcendental, phenomenal transcendental Ras, that's just a powerful effect. The guy left his body, he died on the spot. How many people go to the movies and die in the movie? Very few people, they don't have to come and pick up dead bodies after a movie, you know? People identify with the characters in the movie, they cry, they laugh, they have a good time, and they identify with the hero or the heroine, or Nayak or Nayaka, whatever. But not to that extent, because it's mundane Ras. It's Prakriti Ras. It's not Prakriti Ras. So Prakriti Rasa means transcendental love and sentiments. So that shows the power of transcendental emotions that can affect the reader, can affect the observer so much. So therefore, this book is presented for sadhakas, not for siddhas, not for Bhava Bhaktas or Prem Bhaktas. Kunjabihari Goswami presented this book for Manjari Bhava Upasikas, the one who experienced Ras. So he's going to explain how to experience it. But generally it's told that one can't experience Ras till he comes to the platform of Rati, Stai Rati. But there's a practice which is described in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu called Sadharani Karan. Sadharani Karan means you mix your heart with the heart of the eternal associates of Krishna in a particular Stai Rati, in particular pastimes, and their mercy and their effect of their Ras comes into your heart and gives you a transcendental experience. You taste this astonishing taste of Ras, Madhurya Ras. Otherwise, what's the point of doing sadhana if you're not tasting Ras? Supposed to be taste. Bhakti is Bhakti Ras, supposed to taste it. It says Rasa Swadhan. Aswadhan means tasting. The different ideas. The different identities of relationship with Krishna are called Stai Bhavas, or dominant moods. He's repeating himself here, which these books often do. They often repeat. That's okay. When Stai Rati is mixed with these four other bhavas, Avibhava, Anubhava, Sabhikbhava, Vyavachari Bhava, a sweet taste of sacred rapture can be had. And Rupa Goswami uses the analogy of rasala, rasalapana. Rasalapana is rasala drink. What is rasala drink? It's yogurt drink. But it's yogurt mixed with sugar and camphor and black pepper and honey. And when you mix those all together, you get a special... The yogurt has one taste, but when you add these other elements, then the taste of rasala is unbelievable. Like sometimes I make different drinks, and people say, what is this drink? It's some extraordinary taste. I said, what's in it? You tell me. I said, I don't know, maybe camphor. I said, yeah. And they try to guess different things. So I said, it's just yogurt, or it's just milk. I said, no, it's got some. No, it's yogurt, it's milk fenugreek, what is it? Hindi. Methi, sauv, kali mirch, keshar, arjun, chilka, and dalchini, and all these different things together. And people go, wow, what is this? I do it to people and somebody, what is this? I'm going to start making this. And they go to the deli and start making it. They get intoxicated. Legal intoxication. What does this mean? Legal intoxication means what?
Allowed
intoxication. That means Mahaprasad. Mahaprasad equals legal intoxication. And I'll prove it to you after class. Because I have lots and lots of Jagannath Mahaprasadam. My friends went to Jagannath Puri and brought back. They said they're bringing back some Mahaprasad. You usually get one little piece of Jagannath Mahaprasad. Talk about 100 pieces. Big time. So call your friends, tell them to come to class. At least Pony Punch, 4:45. Kind of last 10 minutes and get your jug of the mopper. All of a sudden, Jordan. So, this is a delicious condition. So, you have Stai Rati is the yogurt. Stai Rati is compared to yogurt, and Vibhav, and Anubhav, and Sabhikbhav, and Yavacharibhav, or the honey and sugar and camphor and black pepper. So who's qualified to experience or taste Bhakti Ras? That's the question. Is it me? I don't know. It says that those who have practiced Krishna Bhakti in the previous life and in the present life, both lives. Prabhupada himself said to his disciples, he said, don't think this is the first life you're practicing Krishna Bhakti. So you can think, you can assume, because Krishna Bhakti is a very rare thing. Of course, Bhav, one of the definitions of Bhav given in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the characteristic of Bhav is Sudurlabha. Sudurlabha Moksha Lagutakrit. It considers liberation, the four kinds of liberation, to be insignificant, undesirable. And it's also very, very rarely attained. So that also applies to Bhakti itself. Bhakti is Sudurlabha. It's very rare. Krishna says in Gita, Manushanam Sastrishu Kashtiyati Siddhanam Abhi Yatatam Abhi Siddhanam Kashtiyam Abhi Siddhanam. It's 7th chapter of Gita, verse number 3. Out of thousands of people that try for spiritual perfection, hardly one knows Krishna Bhakti. And those who know Krishna Bhakti, hardly one realizes the Prima Bhakti of Krishna Vrindavan. Because how many people are practicing Krishna Bhakti? And all those people practicing Krishna Bhakti, how many are practicing Raghunuga Bhakti? Count on your hands. It's all a matter of bhagya. It's all a matter of fortune. The following series of verses from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu explain the prerequisites leading to the manifestation. Oh, excuse me. I missed the sentence. One who has practiced bhakti, Krishna bhakti, bhajan in the last life and this life, they can become taste rasaswadik. They can become tasters of ras. So we already established, and probably everyone's sitting here, that we're not sitting in New York City or Delhi or Berlin or Zurich. We're sitting in Radhakund, which means some kind of blessing from good deeds in last life. And good deeds mean spiritual deeds. Transcendental devotion to Krishna, we've been rewarded with such a privilege to be able to visit and live and visit Vrindavan Dham. So everyone sitting here is eligible, has the prerequisites to become a taster of Bhakti Ras, Madhurya Bhakti Ras. That's the good news. So now, unless we do the practice, we won't taste it. It's explained by Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, if one comes to the level of Bhava Bhakti, he may be a Bhava Bhakti, but he won't experience Ras unless he does Sadharani Karan. Sadharani Karan, which is what we're just teaching now in this class, this particular part of the class. How to do Sadharani Karan. How to make our ordinary, Sadharani means ordinary, how to make prepare our ordinary hearts for the ingress of Shuddha Bhakti and experience Ras by identifying with and equalizing our hearts and minds with the Nitya Siddha Manjaris like Tulsi Manjari, Rupa Manjari. He says here, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Rupa Goswami describes the preconditions leading to the manifestation of divine Ras and the importance of lifetimes of bhakti experience in the development of the Sthaya Bhav and subsequent transformation in sacred rapture. So we should be practicing our Sthaya Bhav for many lifetimes, this and before. So all you can now understand how you came to Krishna consciousness, how it started, and what attracted you most, and see how this fits to you. In other words, not only are you practicing bhakti bhajan in the previous life, but you're cultivating particular sthaya rati in the last life, which you gravitate to immediately come attracted to in this life. Then if that's the situation, then there's a good chance you'll be able to experience ras in this life. Bhakti Ras, Madhurya Bhakti Ras. I take the example of my own life. I first got a Krishna book in Los Angeles in 1974. That's a long time ago. I read the Krishna book, I read the Vrindavan Leela, chapter 1 to 39, and then the Mathura Leela, chapter 40 to 51, and Dwarka Leela, 52 to 90. I read all three Leelas, Vrindavan, Mathura, and Dwarka. But I fell in love with Vrindavan Leela right from the start. I said, this is it. This is Krishna I like. I was outside the temple for a year, cultivating my love for Krishna and gopis. Vrindavan Leela with gopis, right from day one, 48 years ago, 49 years ago, whatever. So it's been a gradual evolution in this life, probably carrying on from last life. So we can think maybe there's some chance I may be able to experience Bhakti Ras, and also many of you also. Winners and Arthas have been entirely moved by the performance of Bhakti, and his minds are peaceful and effulgent, which means full of transcendental knowledge, and are attached to hearing the Bhagavad Puran, and will find happiness in Sadhu Sangha, and when the joy of Govinda Seva has become their very life existence, and always engaged in the confidential process of hearing and chanting about Krishna's Vrajalila and pastimes. They have Rati for Krishna, which is effulgently manifest due to conditioning both in the past and previous lives. This love, which is the embodiment of divine joy, becomes experienced as Ras, without any dependence on the quality of the poetry or dramatic performance being witnessed, as in the case of material Ras experiences, but simply due to the different inspirations connected to Krishna. Like there's an example in Gaura Leela of Mukunda Das. He was a doctor for the Kazi of Navadvipa Mandal. He was a Vaidya. And he was sitting on the king was sitting on the royal dais and sitting on a lower chokhi next to the king. On the left hand side of the king was his physician, his doctor Mukunda. And the servants of the Chan Kazi, they were fanning him with big peacock feather fan. And these guys are doing. These are servants of the Kazi. On the Kazi. And they were fanning him. And Mukunda Das was a pure devotee of Radharani and Krishna. He saw a peacock feather and the peacock feather became Uripan, an exciting stimulant to his mother Rati. He got so much remembrance of Krishna that he fainted and fell off the dais. He fell off the stage on the ground. Boom! They came, wow, what happened? He went down. He said, call a doctor, but he was a doctor. Couldn't call a doctor because the doctor was unconscious. So finally they revived him. And the king asked him, he said, what happened? He said, nothing. Don't worry, you'll never understand. You see, if he got better, he'd go crazy. So that's why he says, simply due to different inspirations, Uripans connected to Krishna can awaken Ras. Krishna is Savishaya Lamban, the object of divine love. Krishna manifests himself differently to devotees in Aishwarya Bhav and Madhurya Bhav. In this book, we're more concerned with the original God of love, Kamadeva Sri Krishna, than Aishwarya Krishna. That's obvious. Okay, I think that's it for today.